fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 18th day of July, year of our Lord 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance, which should, in my opinion, be recited every morning in every classroom of the United States. That's what should happen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Last night I finished reading Kosciuszko's book. The title of it is The Coming Civil War. The Coming Civil War. I'll spell his last name. K-A-W-Z-Z. Let's see, the flight isn't that good. Kosciuszko. I'll say that again. Kosciuszko. The title of the book is The Coming Civil War. He lives up in Maine with his wife in a small community, and he did a very good job, I believe, of outlining his concerns for where this country is and where it's going. And I do recommend reading the book. You need to read the article at my website also about the possible coming second American Civil War. I was on the phone last night with my daughter and my twin grandchildren. They're 12. They turn 13 next month. And the boys, there's a boy and a girl. The boy expressed his concern about what he saw on Facebook about 1.2 million people are going to break into Area 51. And he says, Grandpa, will they shoot these people? I said, no, they're not going to shoot them. There'll be something called rules of engagement. First of all, before we can go there, I doubt even 1,000 people would show up. If 1,000 or 2,000 showed up, I'd be, that's about what I would expect. Even 5,000 is terribly optimistic. there's not going to be 1.2 million people show up there. The military, they may have civilian guards. The guards guarding Area 51, the rules of engagement will be to not use deadly force unless deadly force is or is about to be used against them. The guards will have tear gas, they'll have smoke, they may have water cannons, they may have these audio devices that are so intense they make your ears bleed, and so forth. But they're not going to use deadly force against these people unless deadly force is used against them. It's simply not going to happen. So it's interesting to see these youngsters, 12 going on 13 years old. I guess they'll be in the seventh grade, starting to look at the world around them, above and beyond what a child sees, typically. That's just part of growing up. So I hope that initiates more conversations with these youngsters. And of course, part of the conversation had to do with what really goes on at Area 51. I didn't want to get into the kind of detail that I go into with you folks here live on the show, about what's going on involving aliens and alien technology and so forth. I don't want to needlessly scare 12-year-old children about the reality of aliens and alien technology. Something I don't talk about a whole lot, but I've come to find out that there's more to this alien stuff than people taking pictures of Frisbees in their backyard covered in aluminum foil. Just as a flippant statement. The proof lies, there's lots of proofs, but one of the proofs is in satellite technology and satellites themselves. Pepsi-Cola released a this thing had to cost a couple of million bucks. It was only a few minutes. A presentation. It's been about 2-3 years ago about the Black Knight satellite, and they made it appear to be something that would bring humanity together, and we would all live together in love and peace forever because of the presence of this alien craft up there. I was shocked, I was surprised to see that Pepsi-Cola presentation. Up until then, not one person in 10,000 ever heard of the Black Knight satellite, and maybe one in 50,000. That's how little awareness there was in this country about the Black Knight satellite. I first became aware of the Black Knight satellite reading one of the books, Jonathan Gray, the archaeologist from New Zealand. His book, Dead Men's Secrets, the first page, the first chapter, goes into the Black Knight satellite. It's worth telling again because this is radio and not everybody's heard this story. It was the late 1950s. We had just sent up our first satellite. The Russians had just sent up their first satellite. I'm going to say about 1959. It doesn't matter what year it was. It was in the late 50s. We had a 5-star general for President of the United States, General Dwight D. Eisenhower. So it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and let's say you're an Air Force captain on the 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. watch at the White House Situation Room, and your boss upstairs asleep at 2 o'clock in the morning as a 5-star general. It would not be career-enhancing to wake up your 5-star general, president, commander-in-chief at 2 a.m. unless it was really, really important. It would probably be the end of your career, and you'd end up spending the rest of your career in some place like Alaska. So, and lucky if you're listening, I apologize. I know you love Alaska. That's when he did. The officer in charge of the overnight shift at the White House Situation Room had the Secret Service bring the president down to the Situation Room. Mr. President, we have a situation. We have discovered a artificial satellite in orbit. It's not something we put up there. It's not something the Russians put up there. Here's what happened. Prior to our first satellite and the Russians' first satellite called Sputnik, there was no optical and radar tracking stations to track the satellites orbiting Earth. Of course not. Why would there be? There's no reason to be. So after Sputnik went up and our satellite went up, governments, including ours and the Russians, set up optical and radar tracking stations to track satellites. Well, these things were set up, and lo and behold, they found the satellite. Now, the Sputnik was about the size of a soccer ball. Our first satellite was about the size of a basketball. And I know ours was painted, gold plated, and I recall as a boy standing in my front yard in St. Louis, Missouri, looking at a certain place in the sky at night, and I could see this thing going over. It was really pretty phenomenal. So this object they found, this satellite, it took me several years to find the third dimension of it, but it's 40 feet by 70 feet by 20 feet on a polar orbit. Now, us earthbound human beings could not put, us modern earthbound human beings could not put a satellite in a polar orbit far more than a decade after that. All our early satellites were all on equatorial orbits. About 20,000 miles up, just below the Van Allen radiation belt. So the officer in charge of the Situation Room, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., briefed the president on what they found, and the president, I'm sure, went back to bed. He may have stayed up and had coffee and talked to some of his top guys in the Air Force, or maybe the Navy, maybe the Army, but certainly the Air Force. At that very moment, gaining access to the contents of that box became a matter of highest national priority, highest national security. Now, we're looking at right at 60 years ago, by the way. Now, I've confirmed privately that U.S. senators, I don't know if all of them, but I know I was introduced to at least secondhand to at least one U.S. senator who has awareness of it. Most likely, without a doubt, senior members of the House of Representatives now know about this, senior members of the military. And almost everybody in the satellite industry. I was hired by a group of Messianic Jews to do a presentation in Springfield, Missouri. So this was about 5 years ago. So they had a hotel meeting room there in Springfield, and it was open to the public. 3-hour presentation, 2 15-minute breaks. I get to the part where I'm talking about the Black Knight satellite. I notice a man on stage left, front row, was smiling and nodding his head, and smiling and nodding his head. So the next break, I walked up to him, and I said, "Sir, what agency are you with?" He says, "Oh, John, I'm not within the agency. I'm in the satellite industry." He says, "John, it's not just a Black Knight satellite. There's dozens of satellites up there orbiting Earth right now that we, modern, earthbound human beings, did not put up there." He says, "Think about it. You're going to launch something up there. It costs $10, $20 million. You have to know in detail everything that's orbiting Earth, its size, its orbit, its speed, its altitude. It's not optional. You have to know everything orbiting Earth, including these satellites that we modern earthbound human beings did not put up there, is very carefully cataloged and very carefully mapped." And he told me that much. I tried to get him to talk some more, but about it, but he wouldn't. This is reality. This is as real can be. And it's a difficult area to talk about publicly, but I do, because I talk about what I know. A friend of mine, local gentleman, he was an intelligence analyst early in his career. He's now retired from the Army. He's a second confirmation of this. He says, John, I was at a briefing at Langley, and they told us about the satellites up there that we modern earthbound non-human beings did not put up there, dozens of satellites that we didn't put up there. How can something this well-known within certain communities remain private and secret? Well, it does. I don't know. I it's not for lack of trying. I don't know if we, either us or the Russians, have gained access to the Black Knight satellite, the technology in there, because that's what they want to get their hands on. The Black Knight satellite has another nickname, by the way, the chirogenic box. Now, that brings up another whole set of questions. Chirogenics, of course, is the use and study of absolute zero, or very close to absolute zero. Where at that temperature, all molecular activity just about ceases at absolute zero. My belief, and I have to admit, I do not have evidence to back me up. My belief is that the Apollo space missions to go to the moon was actually a cover story to have a reason for spending the money to get that high up to gain access to the contents of that box, the Black Knight satellite. Technology in there that, especially 60 years ago, we could only dream of. Now, I've been told by a friend of mine who works in the highest levels of radio frequency engineering. He says a lot of what we take for granted here and with electronics is actually reverse engineer alien technology. That's what I've been told. We got a caller on the hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Interesting program so far.
Did you see the Pepsi production about the Black Knight satellite?
No, I haven't. In fact, this is what's so surprising. This is the first I've heard of this satellite, but it draws a lot of questions to mind, John. I'd like to kind of
let's commensurate on that.
Okay, 1948, Sirwin Vega. This is what history says. Sirwin Vega developed the transistor. In 1959, you said this Dark Knight satellite was discovered. Are you familiar with Operation Fishbowl or Operation Dominic that were taking
place? I'm not, but it's the Black Knight satellite, not the Dark Knight. But go ahead, John.
Okay, the Black Knight satellite in 1959, from like 1957 to 1959, the United States and Russia were launching nuclear weapons straight up and exploding them for a couple of years. So I'm wondering, did they discover the satellite before or after Operation Fishbowl? And then following that was Operation Dominic. And the word Dominic actually means of God. So I find it interesting. And this is all verifiable. I'm not making it up. Operation Fishbowl, a couple years prior to Operation Dominic, in other words, the Fishbowl of God. When did they discover that this satellite was a chirogenic box? Because that draws into my mind, modern day, if you're familiar with D-Wave, the D-Wave computers that are actually a box that's gone down near absolute zero in temperature, and it's a computer.
Hold that thought, John. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wood, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Morgan on Thursday, the 18th of July. I neglected to give us our prepper tip of the day, and that's to encourage you to get your spiritual house in order. It is the single most important thing that you can do for yourself. It can and should become a lifelong quest. John, let's get back to our conversation here, sir.
Okay. You know, have you heard of the D-Wave computer that was created by Geordie Rose?
D is in Delta. I've heard of it, but I know nothing about it. Is it germane?
It's pretty germane because it bears a strange resemblance to this chirogenic satellite. It's near zero, and it's actually, according to the developers, according to Elon Musk and Geordie Rose, it's an interdimensional computer that has the ability to computers work with zero and one, and it can be in both places at the same time. It's hard to explain. They've got a name for the position that this thing is in. But in any event, I can't help but wonder, when did they discover that it was a chirogenic box? Was it during the Apollo missions, or?
Well, I don't have an answer to that. All I know is that's the other nickname it's been given. But it would take, you'd have to get, I would think, fairly close to it with whatever diagnostic equipment it would take. Something I have learned about these alien satellites, I'm using the term loosely because they could be put up there by our ancestors or they could be from alien people from other planets, but the closer you get to them, the stronger the electromagnetic field becomes. They have a way of defending themselves with electromagnetic energy that gets stronger and stronger the closer you get to these satellites. Go ahead, John.
Well, you know, that brings other questions into mind with Tesla's explanation of the electric atmosphere and being able to send electricity through the ether. Is it possible, John, that, and this is going to sound heretical to a lot of people, but possibly that God put it there to actually cause the earth to do what it needs to do? I don't know. It's pure speculation. I'm not God. But if we're in an electrical universe or an electrical planet and our bodies are run on electricity, is it the life force of the earth?
Well, I've seen no evidence of that. Getting any information at all about the Black Knight satellite is like pulling teeth, John. It's very difficult. You know, it's not for lack of trying. And I have friends that are have pretty high access to various parts of the government, and even they are having difficulty. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun. It's about 3 minutes long. To watch that Pepsi production about the Black Knight satellite. You should watch that, and then I'll have to hear your comments on it.
Well, one other thing. You said this was a time that Eisenhower was in the president's office. Are you familiar with the book that was never meant to be distributed called The Politician?
No.
Ralph Epperson, thank you for allowing me to become friends with Ralph Epperson. I talked to him on a weekly basis. He turned me on to a book called The Politician. He said, John, you've got to read it. You're not going to like it when you read it. It's the story of Eisenhower, and he is not, was not, and never was the man that the world thought he was.
He was recruited.
You need to pick the book up.
When World War II began, I believe Eisenhower was a major, and he was referred to by our general in the Pacific there as the best clerk he'd ever had. Eisenhower was recruited to become who he. And I, as a president, I think he did actually a pretty good job. It was some good years for this country. Those 8 years of Eisenhower being president. They were very good, productive years where this country really had a wonderful economy and so forth. Well, John, we're just about out of time this half hour before the break.
Okay, where can I find the
on YouTube?
Is that on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Yeah, the Pepsi production is on YouTube.
Yep. All right. If you would look into Operation Dominic, Operation Fishbowl, I think it'll be an awakening moment for you.
And how, I haven't talked to Ralph for years. How's he doing?
Ralph he's doing great. He told me he went to the doctor, and when he told the doctor he was 78 years old, the doctor said, you're the best looking 57-year-old man I've ever met. If you go to YouTube, you can get the video of Ralph Epperson in his own words. That's a pretty recent video, and Ralph is still on the ball.
Well, good. I needed him on this show, but it's been many years ago. Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. We've got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hey, come on!
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back. I'm in the J.R. Moore here. On Thursday, it's Thursday, the 18th day of July. Well, every week we take about 24 minutes, that's what it takes, about 24 minutes to inform people, educate people, let them know that they don't have to live with arthritis pain, that they can wake up pain-free after sleeping as good as they did as a child, like I do every morning. The reason for that being a marvelous product called the Energy Cleaner. We have our special guest every Thursday, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner, Mr. Tom Berryhill, starting us off with our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Okay. Well, I'm always meeting people, and it's kind of amazing, Tom, maybe it shouldn't be, people that I know and work with here in my neighborhood that they know I have a radio show, but they never listen. Recently, a young woman, we belong to a volunteer group, and I was talking to her, and apparently she suffers from pain in her joints and did not know I offered the energy cleaner for sale, did not know the energy cleaner even exists. And I've had other examples of friends of mine who have suffered because they don't listen to my show. You know, many of us baby boomers in 2008 lost substantial parts of our retirement when the stock and bond market basically collapsed. And unfortunately, they didn't listen to my show because the last Sunday of June 2008, I had a Sunday show at the time here in Republic Broadcasting. I warned everybody, sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September because of the soon-to-happen worldwide collapse of stock and bond market. Well, those who listened to my show and paid heed and sold out, they did okay. Those who didn't, they lost big time. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday, the 18th day of July, 2019. Maybe you're listening for the first time. That's the nature of radio. We've always got first-time listeners. Maybe you've been listening for years. Tom, I know of one couple in Canada. They've been following my work since I had my St. Louis show. And so we got both ends of the spectrum. A long time, very long time listeners going back more than 20 years, and people who are just now found out that I exist. But at both ends of the spectrum, we have people who have issues with pain. It'd be joint pain, back pain, arthritis pain, with sleep. Between the two, pain issues and sleep issues, we're probably talking at least half or more of all Americans over age 50, aren't we, Tom?
Well, I would think so, John. And just look around. Anytime I get out in public, it's just amazing the people I see that are having mobility problems. You can tell that they're in a lot of pain. And we could help these people if they would just open their eyes and give something like this a chance. We've helped so many. And of course, John, over the years, you've heard the testimonials from people who've called in, who've used the energy cleaner. I know in several cases, people called in and they told us that a morphine drip would not deaden the pain. But when the energy cleaner was used, the pain was gone. In some cases, people may still have to be on pain medication because of the severity of the pain. But in some of those cases, they'll be able to cut back on those dosages, which will be good for their body. And also, it'll cut the pain, just make it better all the way around for them.
Well, my recently deceased wife, it was three weeks ago yesterday that she passed from cancer. It started out as breast cancer, ended up in her spine, in her brain, in her liver, probably other places. Her right arm was basically useless. She never complained about pain. I had her on the energy cleaner signal the entire time. She took no pain meds at all the first 6 months after her diagnosis with stage 4 breast cancer, maybe closer to a year. Then we began the lightweight, what I might call the entry level pain meds, and never got past that. She just never got past needing anything other than the entry level pain meds. The morphine was in the refrigerator, unopened, unused, up until the time she passed. The nurses told us to quote unquote stay ahead of the pain, I diligently gave her pain meds at the appointed time, twice a day. So it's hard to tell with any definity if the energy cleaner was completely responsible for her lack of pain or partly responsible because we were so diligent in giving her the pain meds. But we've had these reports from many, many people that pain relief is what they get, including Tim Spencer. Tim, if you're listening, good morning, sir. Of course, he will be listening when he gets my show prepared for YouTube. Tom, what we're doing right now, we have to edit out all my bumper music because it's copyrighted, and about 8 days ago, YouTube changed their copyright policies that I can't even play 60 seconds of the Rolling Stones without getting bumped off YouTube. So Tim is editing out all of the bumper music. We're going to have generic bumper music starting soon here at Republic Broadcasting for my show, and that'll save Tim a lot of work. But pain is one of the things we focus on, because pain can and will, it will take over your life. It will consume you. Chronic pain will consume you, will become the focus of your every waking moment, won't it, Tom?
It certainly will, John. And I wasn't aware of YouTube doing that. I wonder what they're going to do with all the millions of songs and music that's been posted on there. I guess they'll take it all off.
I'm not going to spend any time questioning or pondering it. We're just going to deal with it and move on down the road. I like my bumper music, but it's a lot of fun. But I want to save Tim some work. So once we get the new generic copyright-free music, that'll save Tim some work every day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new, you've never heard of this device called the Energy Cleaner before, here's your Reader's Digest version. It's an electronic healing device, about the size of a cigar box. We need to find something, because people don't know what a cigar box is anymore, Tom. But it's small. It takes 9 Ds and Delta, 9 D-cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire and one LED light that alternately blinks red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. The second of all, it's changing polarity. The Energy Cleaner puts out an electrostatic healing signal. It's not a TENS unit. It's not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. This electrostatic signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. Now, if you get a paper cut, your paper cut sends a signal to your brain that we call it pain. Pain medication acts as a blocking mechanism, blocking that signal from getting from the source of the pain, whether if it's a paper cut or arthritis joint pain, it blocks it from getting to your pain, to your brain. That's what pain medication does. The Energy Cleaner doesn't do that. What the Energy Cleaner does is go to the source of the pain and begin healing the source of the pain. It's a marvelous healing device. And I sent a note to a woman the other night. I said, Tom, what do you think? It's well more than 1,000 of these things that I've sold the last 10 years. What do you think?
Easily, John. More than easily, that, I think.
Probably maybe close to 2,000. Not that anybody's keeping track of it. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's to give people peace of mind. I stand behind this product. Tom's not even involved in my money-back guarantee. About once a quarter, I'll have somebody ship one back. I like to tell the story of the one I got back. When I opened up the box, the smell of cigarette smoke almost knocked me over. If you think the Energy Cleaner will allow you to continue consuming tobacco products and be healthy, you're wrong. If you think the Energy Cleaner will allow you to keep consuming the three main food groups, beer, pizza, and ice cream, you're wrong. The Energy Cleaner will help, but it cannot overcome your defective lifestyle. And if you're consuming tobacco products, you have a defective lifestyle. If you're not eating properly, you have a defective lifestyle. No, it can't overcome those hurdles. However, if you are living a clean life, without excessive alcohol consumption, without consuming tobacco products, eating good, healthy, clean food, consuming good, healthy, clean water with no sodium fluoride in it, no chlorine in it, then the Energy Cleaner can work miracles, can it, Tom?
It really can, John. It will not only help with pain issues, but many other types of diseases can be helped. And, of course, again, we need to mention that if you are in any kind of pharmaceutical product, in many cases your physician will be able to cut those dosages, because the Energy Cleaner will amplify the effect. It will make the delivery of those pharmaceutical products so efficient that you will cut the dosages and still get the needed benefit from it. So
right,
something
right.
And take notice
you know,
of.
I, of course, I don't consume pharmaceutical drugs, but I do consume vitamin and food supplements. And the same thing applies to the vitamin and food supplements, that it amplifies the effect of the vitamin food and food supplements to where you can cut back on those. And the good quality ones, like I get, are pretty pricey. And it's always good to save money, isn't it, Tom?
It is. And I do the same thing, John. I use several different supplements, and the Energy Cleaner combined with that really allows you to economize. And the Energy Cleaner, you pay for it one time, and then a change of batteries once a year. So your annual operating cost is around $10 to $12 a year. That's it.
Yep, and we recommend the dollar store in-house brand batteries. They're the carbon zinc, and any D-cell battery will work, but we get a better quality signal from the carbon zinc batteries, don't we, Tom?
Well, the idea behind that is that the Energy Cleaner, the circuitry in there is a very low drain. Therefore, the batteries will last a long time. And it's always been known that carbon zinc, the old style flashlight batteries, really work better with a low drain type of device, which the Energy Cleaner is. So that's why we suggest you use those batteries. Although regular alkaline batteries will work fine. They will work no problem. And those are easier to obtain. So if you have trouble finding a carbon zinc, you can use the alkaline.
Well, it's almost counterintuitive. People think, well, I want the copper top battery. Oh, I want the most expensive, best batteries I can get from Energy Cleaner. No, you don't. Seriously, you don't. You want the house brand dollar store batteries. They work the best. So it is counterintuitive because typically, I know if my 17-year-old Lincoln Town Car, which has 380,000 miles on it, 381 as of last week, if it needs a new battery, I tell the clerk, I want the largest, most powerful battery that money can buy. But that's not necessarily what we want for the Energy Cleaner as a Tom.
Yeah, that's correct, John. The low-cost batteries actually work the best. You get them at the dollar store. And you just don't need to worry about it too much. But do check on an annual basis. Change those batteries and check it to make sure there's no leakage. That's the biggest problem with batteries and any type of electronic device is leakage. And if they're in there for too long, they're all going to leak, no matter what kind you use.
No matter how expensive, how good, they all eventually leak, causing anywhere from minor damage, if you catch it pretty quickly, to... Well, they can basically wreck any device, including the Energy Cleaner, can't they?
Oh, yeah, and we've had a few over the years come back where they had to be rebuilt, and we can rebuild any Energy Cleaner all the way back to the first one made nearly 20 years ago. So it's not a problem. There's a flat rate charge to repair them and get them back to operating condition. But it's really a lot better to just check it on an annual basis and change those batteries and avoid problems like that. And you'll get many, many years of use. Some of the first Energy Cleaners are still out there doing their work day in and day out. They just
That's
keep
right.
Running.
I have a friend who has one of the older ones. And it's saying it's probably twice the size and easily twice the weight of the current edition. And it's still in daily use. I've got, I think, three Energy Cleaners myself I use for different purposes. And I always put a paper tag on the side, change batteries on this date. Sometimes I go a little bit past the date because, we're busy and we live busy lives and I get distracted. But I'm very diligent about changing those batteries on the given date because I don't want to have to ship it back to you to be repaired.
Well, it's the best policy, really, to just change those batteries and keep the thing running. And then, John, we should talk about the agricultural uses of the Energy Cleaner. If anybody's gardening, growing flowers, vegetables this time of year, those gardens are going. And if you just suspend a chicken wire grid over the plants in your garden or greenhouse, you'll actually energize the cells in those plants, and they will grow at a much faster rate. You get a much better crop. And I think just anybody who tries that will be amazed. And we've had tremendously good reports from growers that that are growing all types of products, whether they be vegetables, flowers. And John, of course, I've told you the story about the gentleman who entered flowers in various competitions, including the state fair, and he really wanted me to not talk about that because he didn't want any of his competitors to hear it and catch on to why it works so good, why his flowers are so good, and why that energy cleaner works so good for him.
Well, people involved in competition, they do want to win, and they, and if they have a bit of a competitive edge, they don't want that secret to be given up. And I've seen that in every kind of competition that you can imagine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're not necessarily in competition to grow the prettiest flowers or the biggest potato, but it is fun to grow the prettiest flowers and the biggest potato, isn't it, Tom?
It really is, and it's not hard to do. It's very simple to set that up.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back with Tom and J.R. Morgan on Thursday, 18th day of July. We're listening to Tom and I talk about this marvelous healing device. You wake up in the morning with arthritis pain, you didn't sleep well. You don't need to do that. You really don't. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal. PayPal is marvelous. It is PayPal, quite frankly. This is the most secure way to make any payment online because you're not giving up any credit card information. You know, I love PayPal. Some people have issues with it. I've had flawless interaction with PayPal. MasterCard, Visa, you can send me a check or a money order. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. Now, be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. I took delivery of 10 of the small ones yesterday. I'm taking delivery today of maybe 8 or 12 more. I keep these in stock to the best of my ability. They come in the door, they go out the door. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy who boxes up the energy cleaner. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where tomorrow evening you can get all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8, sides and beverage included. How about that? So if you're tired of being tired, if you want to sleep as good as you did when you were a small child, like I do every night, then what are you waiting for? Not going to fix itself. It won't. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Stop that procrastinating. Get yourself an energy cleaner and get your life back. Right, Tom?
That's exactly right, John. And we get these things out there all over the world, people having tremendously good success with their pain issues, better sleep, several other types of health issues. We've heard back from people with astounding reports, John. It's just amazing. It never ceases to amaze me, even after nearly 20 years of doing this work.
Yeah, the testimonies are not from anonymous people, like my friend Steve Whitman. Steve, literally, not figuratively, had his life saved because of the energy cleaner. His wife no longer has lupus. The doctors can't tell she ever had lupus because of the energy cleaner. Tim Spencer got back years of useful, productive, fun life because of using the energy cleaner. And, well, quite frankly, what are you waiting for? It's right here. It's in front of you. It's ready to go. You're risking nothing because of the 90-day money-back guarantee. These pain meds, they're very harmful. They hurt your liver. They hurt your kidneys. They're expensive. They dull your senses. They slow down your brain. There's nothing good about pain meds, except if you need them, you need them. You need to do something, don't you, Tom?
Yeah, that's true, John. But the other nice thing about the energy cleaner is that if you are on any of these pain medications, it will really help you to clear out your liver and kidneys and flush out the residue that might be in there and the byproducts of those pharmaceutical products. So it's a good thing to use it for that alone and get that materials out.
Thank you, sir.
John.
We'll talk privately soon. See you tomorrow morning, by the way. Okay, that's it for this hour. We'll be back, I hope, with Steve Hunt. We'll see. Thank you. Be back in a moment.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.